Well, hello there, my fluffer schnoots. It is me, Sevastopol E.G., and wouldn't you know it, I have been transferred to the Crisis Stabilization Unit in room A27. I am a trauma nurse working there. I was just in tech support, but some crazy things have happened, and they needed a warm body to fill one of these trauma nurse positions. Something like that. I was going to film this morning, but I waited too long, and when I sat down to record, I could hear lawnmowers in the distance, and that's when I knew that it was much too late to record. So, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to record a B-side for you. Now, I don't think I've ever actually explained what a B-side is. A B-side, to me, is when I record something as an extra or something tangentially related to whatever the content is going to be. So I'm going to record a Sevastopol EG. So a B-side would be the triggers I'm going to use, because that's part of what I'm going to do for this roleplay. And as a bonus, I actually need to test these triggers, and I have them here. This is Sevastopol EG, and he has been transferred to San Cristobal Medical Center as a trauma nurse. And I'll explain why in the roleplay, but I'm going to need to bandage you. And there's some things that I can't really do as EG, such as tapping, because that wouldn't really make sense. I guess I could say that it's my beans. I don't know. Maybe that's passable. Yes, these are my beans. I don't know why I'm tapping this, but I am. But I also need to reach in here, get some of these band-aids. Flexible fabric. These ones, tough strips. Ooh, that sounds tough, doesn't it? Too bad. You're going to be coming in with more than just a a band-aid is not going to cut it, basically. I don't know, maybe I'll make a funny about it or something. Cardboard box. Some of you are nurses IRL or adjacent to. I think that's pretty neat. I hope I'm sufficiently making a fool out of myself, because I am no nurse, but I'll do my best. Trauma nurse. I'm sure that's like a really specialized thing too. In this story, EG is just like, poof. This is the granddaddy. This is what I'm going to use for most of it. Well, not like most of it, but I noticed that in the Sevastopol EG one, it was mostly the soundscape doing the talking. Like, I mean, EG was talking, but most of the ambience, like the ASMR, came from the background noise. So I didn't really do much in the way of traditional, like, ASMR, trying to get you to feel nice and fuzzy, or funny, or whatever. But this one is going to. I found these sounds are great. This one. I haven't even opened this yet. Good one. What about this one? Flexible fabric. It's just in this plastic case. Oops. I'd like to use this, but I'm not sure how. It sounds great, though. It's like kind of a clamshell. And it has band-aids in it. So I can kind of like... to hold this one, I can't, like, probably sounds really good, though. hard to keep up. Okay, I think we're done. So it's the last thing, it's like this. Well, no, it's not actually. It is, but it's. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm just going to put the Band-Aids back in. And I will take them out again tomorrow morning when I do Nurse Sevastopol EG. Like that. Where am I supposed to go in? Let's go in like this. Maybe. That'll have to do. Okay. I've already messed around with this one a lot. Cool. Okay. A couple items not featured in this video, but will be featured in the roleplay, are these pills. Nothing really like to do with them. It'll be like, oh, I see that you're in pain. Maybe I can't really do anything with these. This is gonna be loud. Nah, forget it, I'm not using those. And then I had this thing of balm that I thought was pretty good. Okay, Fluffer Schnoots, that's about it for this little B-side. Gara stars in the background. Okay. Okay, now we got planes flying over. I don't know if you can hear it. I think you can. I don't know. I'm wrapping this one up, so I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you enjoy the future. Sevastopol, E.G., moonlighting as a nurse in the trauma crisis stabilization unit.